And welcome to the Business Spotlight. I'm Terry James, joined by Rhonda Whitney here at the Alito Flower Shop, which is just beautiful. We want to talk about some of the new additions, but first, Rhonda, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be with you.
Now, we will tell people you've been struggling with your voice a little bit, but you do feel okay.
Oh, absolutely. I'm great.
Very good. So we want everybody to come into the Alito Flower Shop, which has been here how many years, Rhonda?
Oh, the flower shop's been here, I think Linda had it about 40 years and then Jenny about 10. And we'll be here 3 years in April.
As people drive by, you have a beautiful new sign out front. And I know your husband worked on that, didn't he?
Yes, he built that after we first started here. He said he would ask people where the Alito Flower Shop was, and they didn't know. So he said, we're going to put a sign out there to put us on the map. So hopefully people will see us.
Absolutely. And when I see that sign right next to it, I see beautiful hardwood Amish furniture. Now, this is a new addition to the Alito Flower Shop?
It is. We found a man down in Missouri, and he builds whatever we ask him for. He's got several designs for chairs, swings, gliders, picnic tables, children's-size chairs and tables. So a pretty good variety.
We want to think warm right now, so you can get that hardwood furniture and kind of design your backyard if you want to set up for relaxing out in the springtime. It's really beautiful furniture.
Thank you. Yeah, we think it is, and they've got frames. If you don't have a place to hang a swing, they do make an A-frame that goes with it, and we've even got a small, like a floating type deck that if you wanted to put chairs on it, if you don't have a little patio, it would make a nice spot.
I wanted to bring up a day that scares some people, Valentine's Day. But if you're prepared and you can help everybody do this, it's not so bad. So what ideas for Valentine's Day, people can call you and talk about that?
Absolutely. We've already gotten many, many dozens of roses ordered. And if we know ahead what you're looking for, we've got a variety of colors. And we would welcome that chance to put, you know, have your order early so that we can have it ready and be delivered.
Now, along with the flowers, you got to check out everything in the Alito Flower Shop because you've added so much and you've got some clothing in here. The gifts, this is a gift store plus. I mean, there's so much here, Rhonda, to check out.
Thank you. Yeah, we also, because of we've already had Willow Tree and Isabel Blooms, we're adding more mud pie. We did mud pie for Christmas, but now we're adding some clothing that's also made by mud pie, and some more houseware rather than just Christmas. And then we've also added a small barn out here that we're selling seasonal items, and we've got the Amish lawn furniture, and then we're going to be doing some workshops.
Oh, very good. So it can also be kind of a learning center, and people can go in when the weather's a little bit nicer. I'm sure that's going to be a very busy place.
Absolutely. That's what we're hoping for.
And really personal gifts, too, that say Alito, things that are local, really puts that local touch on a gift, and really it shows that you shopped local as well.
Well, we try to. Yeah. We really love Alito.
Absolutely. Well, Rhonda, we want people to stop in and see you here at the Alito Flower Shop. Again, you've got the barn outside with the workshops that'll be coming up out there. A lot of fun stuff, the Amish furniture, and again, Valentine's Day. Tell people where they can find you. Of course, not hard to see the sign off 17 here. And then what hours you're open.
616 Southeast 3rd Street in Alito, right across from the Circle K. And our hours are 9 to 5 on Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Something we are looking for right now is a new driver, just part-time. We need somebody that can fill in while Rick is away for possibly up to 2 months. So if you're interested, stop and talk to me and we'll see if we can work something out.
Fantastic. That might be a good opportunity for the right person. And I didn't want to forget to ask delivery, flower delivery. How far can you go when someone wants those delivered?
Well, the extreme is 40 miles, but we do not go to the Quad Cities. We are mostly rural, but we'll go to Milan. We have gone to Muscatine, Monmouth, but of course, the closer little towns, absolutely rural.
Well, Alito Flower Shop is always your first place to stop and check whenever you need flowers, gifts, or maybe learn something new as well. So, Rhonda Whitney, Alito Flower Shop, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And this has been the Business Spotlight.